Miss Ann Riley is here with us this morning, and Greg, she's here to talk about the Cardinals and kind of their season, bad season they're having, and how they can fix all that.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing this morning, Ann?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. I don't even think you can do about anything, but I don't even know if you could do that.
I can't. I don't know much about that.
But this morning, talking about the Marshall County Children's Arts Center and the Progressive Dinner coming up later this month, and I know a lot of people are happy to have that back.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're bringing something back that we did before, pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so very well received. We had such a good time. And we hope to have another good time this year.
And it'll be July 28th.
Right.
So it's hard to believe it's already July.
<isn't> right.
But tickets on sale now, and tickets are $50. So that's the price they were a few years ago.
Exactly. We haven't gone up. And, you know, sometimes you think about it sounds like kind of exorbitant until you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
There will be 7 different stops with food at every stop and entertainment at every stop.
Yeah.
And finally, when we all get back to the, of course, we will move in groups, small groups. And when we all get back to the art center, Todd Hill's trio will be our entertainment along with our desserts.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't done this, it's a lot of fun. And as Ann mentioned, you go in groups, and,
uh-huh.
and you can stay longer if you like at whatever stop you're at.
You can, but you may
ride.
Get left out and not get back to the art center.
And it's all pretty close too. So
yeah, it's all relatively close,
mm-hmm.
because we're moving everyone in horse-drawn carriages.
Oh, okay.
And so we can't, you know, Benton is built on a hill. And any way you go down a hill or up a hill.
That's true.
So we can't wear the horses completely out.
And tickets, how can we get our tickets?
Well, you can call the Children's Arts Center. And, of course, everybody in the county has my number. You can call my number anytime. Mm-hmm. My number is 703-0304.
703-0304, and get your tickets for this event July 28th. And it's a fun evening. It's a lot of food.
A lot of food.
Yeah.
And all kinds of food.
You have to pace yourself.
You do. You wind up eating too much at one place and can't eat enough at the other. But we've got a good menu lined up, and it's just going to be a fun event.
Yeah, and it's really good of the businesses, too. You mentioned each business has food and
entertainment.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to ask of them.
It is. It is.
So
it's an awful lot, especially the restaurants.
Now, what are the stops going to be this year?
The stops, we will have appetizers at the art center, and we will leave in little groups from there, probably 20 minutes apart, maybe 25. The next stop, excuse me, I don't know where my voice went, will be Kay's Buds and Blooms on the square, and they will have soup provided by Cafe Celebrate. And then we will move down to Phil Beck and Can's new building, where we will have salads provided by JoJo's restaurant. And then we will move on down to the Marshall County Co-op and find ourselves with a potato bar from Bad Bob's. And then we'll go on down to Benton Gas Company, where we will have our vegetables. And they don't have their entertainment yet. Which that they provide the entertainment, and we don't have that just yet. And then we'll go on to Dwayne Taylor, and neither do they have their entertainment, but they still have plenty of time. And we right at Dwayne Taylor's, we will have our main course, which would be barbecue from Hutchins. And then we will move back to the art center for our desserts and entertainment by Todd Hill, and our restaurant will be Dairy Queen.
All right. So
I think we'll have
deli
bars.
Yeah. It's a good way to end it.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts, what's the best time to get there?
Well, you don't have to get there at any certain time. If everybody gets there at 5:30 when the doors open, some people are going to have to wait for a little while. Because we have to move them out and give them time to have their food at each different stop.
Mm-hmm.
So the first carriage will leave at 6 o'clock. So if it's 6:30, 6:45 when you get there, you'll still be okay.
Okay, good. So that way if someone doesn't get off work or can't get there right at 6:30 or 6, they get there at 6:30, 6:45.
Yeah.
Good deal. And get your tickets for this, again, $50. And the important thing is it's a night of fun, but it's also a night to help out the Art Center.
Yeah, you know, the Art Center is not a taxing entity. And yes, we do charge for our camps, but we spend every penny of the registration fee on the kids, which is what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
But then for our other maintenance, we have to raise our own funds, and this is one of the ways that we do it. Trying to give you something fun to do and help us out at the same time.
Yeah, so get your tickets for this. Again, mark your calendars, July 28th, the Progressive Dinner, the Children's Arts Center, and seven stops, and each one will have some food and entertainment, and then they'll come back to the Arts Center where it starts. They'll end it there as well with dessert and Todd Hill Orchestra.
The trio.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that'd be a
orchestra
fun night.
We'll save for New Year's Eve.
That's right. Yeah, that'd be a lot.
That's a biggie.
Yes. Well, let's get to a get to a quick break, and we'll come back and visit some more with Ann right after this.